So, going back to your hospital radio days, I think you you were also the racing commentator, weren't you, in hospital radio?
Commentator would be too strong a word.
Reporter.
Phone-in reporter. I did Cheltenham races. Another of my passions. And yeah, I was lucky enough to be in an area where Cheltenham Racecourse was based. Nothing finer in my book. And coming up in the next couple of weeks also.
Yes, of course. Yeah. So, you were working for British Gas for
yes.
30 years. And hospital radio obviously was a spare time occupation. You then took on the more demanding job of becoming stadium announcer here. And you say, at what stage did this job take over your life?
As a lead off from doing this job, particularly, I guess we're talking in the early 90s, people were coming up to me at various points in the ground and saying, "Do you do anything else?" And I said, "How do you mean?" And they would say, "Well, we've got a village fete, or we've got a boxing tournament, and we wondered if you'd do the microphone work." And at the time, quizzes were becoming very popular. And I was asked if I would act as the quizmaster. And then I was asked, "Do you do more than act as quizmaster? Could you prepare the quizzes?" And I found that it was almost becoming a full-time job. I could possibly work 20 hours a week just picking up other people's requirements. When I reached 50, British Gas were looking for people to leave on a very good package. And it coincided with me having thought already, do I need to work for someone or should I set up on my own? My wife already had a small business. So I joined it, left British Gas, took the deal, the pension, and expanded my role, as I say, rugby, boxing, opening shows, horse shows, quizzes, quiz mastering, and I still do. I'm now trying to do the opposite and wind down in my dotage. But no. Best move I ever made coming here, because it led into further employment with other people.
Boxing? So you've been a boxing MC?
Yes, good friend of mine, Neil Hempstead, was the organiser come everything at the Bronx Club here in Gloucester, and he had me doing all of his boxing tournaments, dinner shows, etc., etc. And I got invited to a couple out in Swindon. Not a sport that I particularly loved.
No.
But there was very often a free dinner to go with it.
Talking of dinners, have you ever been a Toastmaster amongst all these other activities?
I have done a little.
Mm-hmm.
But it was as also, I did a few, and it was something that I didn't want to repeat very often. I did a few after dinner speeches, strangely enough, not really about rugby, but for local cricket clubs, because I had a fairly decent career locally in the cricket game, and people used to come along and ask if you'd do 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, inevitably, it got around to the story of Gloucester rugby as well. But Toastmaster, yes, and possibly 10, 15 after-dinner speeches, which no one would pay for except to give me a free meal again.
So you played club cricket?
Yeah, I had trials for the county after school.
Right.
I had 2 weeks down at Bristol. They kindly told me that I wasn't good enough for county cricket, but go away and enjoy a good standard of local cricket. Most of my local cricket was spent playing for Stinchcombe Stragglers or Hatherley and Reddings. And also I played for one or two other local clubs, Robinswood Hill, down Hatherley. And thoroughly enjoyed it.
Beautiful ground of Stragglers.
Yes, yes. Only when I moved to Cheltenham from Painswick, come Stroud, I moved to Hatherley and Reddings.
All right. Were you a batsman or bowler?
Both. I have the pleasure of having a trophy that says that I took all 10 wickets in an innings, and I also made 19 centuries.
Wow. That's a good record.
And then I moved to golf. And just for the record, I played off of one for several years.
Really?
Yep.
Should have told us that before.
Yeah, you're playing down your prowess at rugby and football and so on.
And not telling us about the cricket and golf.